Our scripture reading for today is found in the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, and we're going to be reading verses 28 through 30. And it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle, humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Rich and Paige and our choir for adding much to our worship service this morning. Let us pray. Almighty merciful God, God, we come now to hear word from you. We ask that you will put us in a position to open our eyes that we may see you, our ears that we may hear you, and our hearts that we may receive the message that you have for us. Everybody said amen. Rest in Jesus and let it go. It's the title of my sermon today, Rest in Jesus and Let It Go. Two little boys got into a fight. The next morning, Johnny took his baseball and headed for Bobby's house. Surprised, an older member of the family stopped him and said jokingly, "What? You are going to play with Bobby again? Funny memory you have. I thought you had a fight last night and was never going to have anything more to do with him." Well, Johnny dug his toe into the carpet for a moment and then flashed a satisfied smile as he hurried away and said, "Oh, Bobby and me are good forgetters. Bobby and me are good forgetters." Today, I nominate Johnny to be a poster child for be a forgetter and let it go. Be a forgetter and let it go. We spend so much time not being able to let go of stressors in our lives. Life can be wonderful, and it is wonderful. But from time to time, unexpected challenges may come our way. A lost job, an unexpected financial problem, the end of a marriage, concerns for a child, or the end of a friendship. A child leaves home, or worse yet, a child moves back home. Stressors in our lives. I'm reminded of a quote by Maya Angelou. Maya says, "No matter what happens or how bad it seems today, life does go on and it will be better tomorrow." Embracing this philosophy, can help us to become forgetters and wait for it to get better. In the Old Testament reading in Psalms 37, God's people were told to wait on God's perfect plan to be carried out on His perfect time. You may be wondering, what was included in God's perfect plan? Well, we don't know all of the answers even today, but one thing we know for sure, his son Jesus Christ would be sent to earth to extend salvation to all who believed. Jesus would be the messenger to bring humans back into a right relationship with God the Father. Now, we know that God's perfect plan of salvation was revealed. He said it and he did it And it was revealed because Jesus, his son, boldly made known that he was sent, made known that he was sent by his Father for the salvation of the world. His very name, Jesus, means God saves. God saved human beings by sending his son, Jesus Christ. On one occasion, in keeping with the Father's plan of salvation, Jesus affirms to Thomas. You've heard of doubting Thomas. He says to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's who we are serving. We are serving Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the truth and the life. And we have to go through Jesus to get to his Father. And in Matthew 28, the 18th verse, Jesus says publicly to his disciples, he says, all power hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. He says, so go, for I am with you always. Jesus says, I am with you always. I am with you is a promise for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. In addition, as believers, we also have the power of God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You've heard of the Trinity, God, the Father, the Son, and what? The Holy Spirit. All three persons of the Trinity were involved in the creation of the universe. Hear these words from Genesis, the first chapter, in the second verse. It talks about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was over the waters. And the Spirit of God. In order to claim the benefits of God's entire plan for us as human beings, we must spend time getting to know God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have to know what the promises are from God, from Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We know that when Jesus was getting ready to leave his disciples here on earth, and they were all upset and saying, what will we do? Jesus will not be with us. And Jesus said, I am going to leave a comforter, a teacher with you. That comforter and that teacher, the Holy Spirit that teaches us, that little voice that you hear inside. Sometimes you obey and sometimes you don't. The older I get, the more I rely on the Holy Spirit. I say, help me, Lord. I don't remember what I was doing. Help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. Holy Spirit, the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we spend time with the Trinity, we go from being babes in Christ to becoming mature Christians by abiding in the teachings of God's holy scriptures. How do we know the promises of God? Each one of us, we're responsible for reading scripture and obeying scriptures. We learn from our personal time with God, or we learn from attending Bible studies, worship service like you're doing, but we have a responsibility for knowing what God requires of us. Greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. We all know that Jesus went to the cross for us. Jesus is our friend. Although Jesus isn't here physically today, I ask this question. Does he intervene on our behalf? Does he continue to intervene on our behalf? And I say the answer is yes. Because God realized that we needed an advocate. Someone who pleads for forgiveness on our behalf. Because being a Christian doesn't mean that we are perfect. We need an advocate. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, all of our sins immediately are what? Forgiven. But do we continue to sin after we accept Jesus Christ? Absolutely, yes. And Jesus is the advocate. Jesus goes before the Father and say, he's one of your children. He's my brother, or she's my sister. She has asked for forgiveness. She has repented of that. Forgive her, Lord. I stand in the gap for her. So we can confess and repent because Jesus is our advocate. We can come to Jesus and repent and let it go. We can forgive others and let it go. Most of our stressors are in life or because we are not able to forgive others and let it go. Forgive me. When we pray, we say, forgive me as I forgive those who trespass against me. And this morning I say, thank you, Jesus, for being a forgetter. Thank you for being a forgetter. In the New Testament readings, there are over 200 promises that Jesus made to his disciples for this life and for the life to come. How do we claim or take possession of the promises of Jesus in order to let go of our stressors in life? Well, in Matthew 11 chapter, Jesus extends an invitation. He says, come to me. Come to me, and I will give you rest. We come to Jesus with our concerns, and we learn to let go, to experience the peace of God. Godly rest produces peace. Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. Sometimes situations are so overwhelming for us, especially when we lose a loved one. We can't pray. We can't find the words to say. When I experienced those moments, I would just look up to heaven. Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus knows exactly what needs to be done. Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. If Jesus is peace, then to know Jesus is to inherit his peace. The closer we draw to him, the more peaceful our lives become. We began to understand that he really will make all things work together for our good. If you look back over your life, I can almost bet that every bad situation seemed at that time, you did not want to go through it and it was very difficult. But if you look back over your life, it was an opportunity to grow, to come closer to God, to grow and to become closer to God, to mature and be a witness to someone else. As Christians, How do we navigate our personal lives, journey to discover divine directions and rest? Again, through the invitation of Jesus, he's come to me, all of you who are struggling hard and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me. Here Jesus is saying, I have had struggles too. I struggle here on earth, but my attitude is not your attitude. Come to me and learn. I will show you how to deal with them. Jesus says, I'm gentle and humbled, and you will rest for yourself. Rest. Rest in Jesus. On one occasion, Jesus says, again, I leave my peace with you. As Christians, how do we navigate? Well, in our scripture lesson, again, it says, Jesus says, come to me. So what is Jesus saying in our scripture lesson that was read this morning? Jesus is saying three things to us. Three things in this scripture. Number one, we should come to Jesus and seek divine direction. Jesus says, all come to him. It's an open invitation, and Jesus invites each one of us to have a personal relationship with him. He says to come. He didn't say my office hours Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. He didn't say that. He said to come. It's an open invitation. He didn't say that my office is closed on Saturday and Sundays. He said to come. Don't let pride and shame keep you from going to Jesus when you are carrying heavy loads. What do we do? Even when we're out of sync with the teachings of Jesus, even when we commit, when we do things that we know we're not supposed to do, and easy, I was wrong, forgive me. And Jesus is our advocate. And he's a forgetter. So don't let shame and pride keep you from carrying a heavy load. And number two, the second thing, the Lord did not say, come to me and I will remove all of your yokes. He says, put on my yoke and what? Learn from me. What does this mean? It means that, yes, we will labor on this earth. You have to work. We have to work at becoming better Christians. We have to work. Scripture says that we have to work in order to take care of ourselves, to provide the necessities of life. When my young boys were teenagers, during the summer, I would say, get up. You need to get a job. Get up. Get out of the bed. And they would say, I'm resting. I say, you haven't worked. What are you resting from? Get up. Cut the yard. Mow the lawn. And then you can come back and rest. Jesus did not say that we do not need to work. But he says to come to him and he will give us rest. Jesus labored, but he did it in a peaceful way. His life was guided by the word of God and prayer to his Father. Jesus not only read the scriptures, he quoted the scriptures. He lived by the word of God. He had faith that his Father could and would take care of him. On one occasion, just before Jesus was to be crucified, he goes off by himself. And he says this prayer. He says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours. Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. Can you imagine Jesus getting ready to be crucified on a cross, hands nailed to a cross? Jesus didn't accept that initially. He says, if you are willing, take this cup from me. He knew what he was up against. But then he said, but your will be done. Take this situation from me. Take this problem away from me. Here is what I would like to have done, but let your will be done. Let your will be done. Your perfect will for our lives. And lastly, in the scripture this morning, we must walk by faith. Jesus is saying, walk by faith. The dictionary states that the definition of faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. We must have complete faith that Jesus hears our prayers. And not only does Jesus hear our prayers, he will advocate on our behalf to his Father. Jesus had absolute faith in God, the Father, and encouraged us, his followers, to have the same faith. It's not faith in ourselves, but faith in God. God is the creator and ruler of the universe, perfect in power, wisdom, and goodness. When we talk with our friends and we say to them or tell them what we are going through, and they say, have faith. And the first thing that we think of, have faith in ourselves. Have faith. You can do it. But no, let's have faith in God. God can do it and will do it. It may not be the way that we expect our prayers to be answered, but God will do it. In Isaiah 40, the 40th chapter, Isaiah says, do you know, do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. No one can fathom the wisdom of God. No one. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Throughout his time on earth as our advocate, Jesus was teaching that with God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible to those who have faith. We too must have faith. We must believe in our hearts that he can do everything. This faith isn't blind faith, but is based on what we've read, what we've heard from scripture and in the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. Jesus was saying to his followers, and he's saying this to us morning, come to me and I will give you rest. In other words, have faith that when we take our concerns to Jesus, he will fix it. Because he is a forgiver. So I say, let it go. Give it to Jesus and let it go. Before we leave, I'm going to ask that we bow our heads and we pray. And if there is something you want to give to Jesus, that you do it this morning. Say, here it is, Jesus. Here it is. Here it is. Let's take an opportunity. In your own special way, you go to God. There's anything that you want to give to Jesus, Give it to him. Give it to him this morning. Here it is, Jesus. Amen. All God's people said amen. 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 Let's give God a hand clap for all that God does.